Okay, so we're starting the show today, not ready, which is one of the things in life that really makes me upset, but we were putting an idiotic cable satellite TV in here, which probably should have been done maybe an hour or two before we actually went on the air. We just got that done. Jesus. Only on this show. I don't know how many other shows they run out of this place, four or five, but only on my show are we futzing around with a television 3 seconds before I got to go on the air. I told a guy when I was in the coffee room, I'm going on the air at six after. He says, it's only going to take me 2 minutes, and we're screwing around. This says, searching for satellite signal. Please stand by. It obviously doesn't work either. There it is. That's our satellite.
Mess around with it,
huh? What I asked for basically was a TV in our studio here because if perchance a meteorite's about to hit the earth, or say there's a nuclear meltdown someplace, or another riot, one of many, breaks out here in L.A., or for whatever reason a hurricane or a tornado or any natural disaster may threaten the very livelihood of our people, I have to be on top of it, you know? And sitting where we sit here in our studio, there is absolutely no... Outside, we've got a computer, but I don't have any other connection to the world other than that, other than looking out the window here at the parking lot. I guess if I see people running for their cars, I'll know something's up. But I don't really know beyond that. So I said, well, can we get a TV set? And they said, sure. So we have a TV set, but nothing else. Now, we can't get cable here. What's the reason why there's no cable in this building? Because we're too far off the beaten path. We're only on Ventura Boulevard, and we should be on Sunset. Is that it? The cable doesn't come this far out into the valley? Why can't we get cable TV out here in the West Valley, out here in Sherman Oaks, California, because it's a little too remote? The only thing we got out here is the Galleria and a lot of movie stars. So they can't get any cable TV in here. So what they have are satellite dishes, and everything is satellited in, and that's what I thought we were going to get here today, but so far, no luck. So while we did have a guest lined up, I'm not prepared to go to him right now. So let me just tell you about the conversation I had with the kids in the car yesterday. And see, this is me saying that satellite television is a fantastic thing, when in point of fact, we got none right now. The next time we're going to do anything in here having to do with mechanics or anything, kick their asses out of here when we got about 10 minutes before the show. Otherwise, I got to futz around with the 360, which wasn't working right, and a whole bunch of other things. And on top of that, of course, I had the phone call today from our people who work the website, and they're going to relay my message. I'll say this, and I mean this with, you know what? We have a lot of people who listen to this program who put up some great websites, and I can direct you to those. They're not official, and they have really nothing whatsoever to do officially with my show, but I can certainly direct you to those because they are administered by people who really enjoy our program and take some time and seem to have some care and concern for what we do. Now, somebody told me today they went to another website that is the website of a nationally syndicated host. It was one page, and it hadn't been updated in 6 months. So maybe that's the way it's supposed to be. And they said it was like one page. It hadn't been updated. It had the wrong fax number on it. And this is a guy who's probably the biggest of the big. And I mean that quite physically and mentally. And this guy's website, it sucks. And so maybe I'm thinking, I'm going about this the wrong way. We got to have some one-dimensional, lousy-looking website up so that we, too, can, you know, someday emulate the greats. But I'd rather not do that. Now, we got some people who listen to the show, who are fans of the show, and have put up some pages that are tremendous. I got an email today from Don Chaney, not the former basketball coach. This is a guy who spells his name with an E, and he's got Don's Phil Hendry page. Bill Keisling, and I say that, I'm just joking, Bill. Bill Keisling, but I don't want you to get mobbed outside the building when you give me my Don Julio tonight, Bill. He's got the Shuck and Jive pages back up. And the other guy who has that Steve Bozell's lawsuits page, there's just a bunch of people. They're really nice folks, and they do a great job. And I would direct you to those sites only to say as a, you know, they're sites that I enjoy looking at. But they're not official, so I can't tell you you're going to get any official news there. In fact, you could get a lot of stuff that's crap, that they don't know what's going on. But the fact is some of them archive the show very well, and they're beautiful, beautifully done, beautifully presented pages. And let me just tell you that would be, you know, a strong recommendation for anybody who likes the show. But right now, the website that we have that, you know, I was told today by Melissa, she has submitted pages to our website, different pieces, different Margaret columns, different things. Weeks have gone by before they've been posted. So I don't, you know, what do you say? The guy who administers the page is on vacation. He's out of town. Do you know what I mean when you say, you know, you can only scream, when you scream really loud and people still say no, then you're starting to get the message they don't want you to go there anymore. When you complain and they still look at you with that blank stare, you got to get the message you're number 5 and 6 on the list of things to do today, Phil. You're not number 1. All right, I got the message. I asked if we're going to do a website here, that it be a certain kind of website. They don't want to do that because there's more important things to do. Now I understand, and I'll back off, and I won't complain to anybody anymore. But I do need to fill the void, so that's why I say there are some other pages out there that I, as a casual viewer of the internet, would say are nice pages. You know, the Shuck and Jive site, the Phil's fan page, there's a few other things. You can look us up in a search engine, and there's a bunch of things that are going on out there. And you can check that stuff out, and you can get onto the various chat rooms and different news groups, and Yahoo's got one, Deja News has got one, etc. And you can check into information and conversation about the show that way. And, you know, and we'll muddle on. We'll do what we can. As far as the sale of our CD goes, I don't know what to do about that. Because there's no other way to sell it other than on the website. And this is not a problem that the webmaster has or anybody. This is a problem that I encountered 3 years ago when I came to Los Angeles. When we were in Miami, we had a tremendous promotions department down there. They knew how to do promotions for radio stations. When I got to Los Angeles, the promotion department in L.A., at KFI, they didn't understand what I was talking about when I said I have a CD that I would like to sell for charity. It was almost as if I was talking to them about nuclear fission. What? Well, see, it's a CD for charity. Well, what do we get out of it? Well, we get the goodwill of our listeners and our community by saying that we have money that we make on a CD and we give it to charity. They couldn't grasp the concept. It was completely beyond them. But so, you know, gradually we got a charity involved, my friend's place. I said, well, where can we sell this? Can you get us in store? Well, that was another thing they couldn't do. I said, because when we were down in Miami, we were in Borders. And we sold our CD at the Borders Books and Music Cafes, which are fantastic places. Out here, they didn't get that. I said, can you get us in store? And he put, what do you mean, Phil? What do you mean get you in store? I mean sell the CD from a store. Oh, well, all right. So we wound up selling it from a card table at tire dealerships, mattress superstores, parking lots, vacant lots, under freeway overpasses, wherever. And did as best a job as we could, you know. But, you know, I got tired of doing that, man. I got tired of pushing this thing through and talking to people and having them looking back at me like I was the thing from outer space, like they'd never seen anything like me. Like, you're talking about raising money for charity? Yeah. Well, what's in it for us? Well, mate, you know something? There's nothing monetarily in it for you, but we can gain the goodwill of the community and people can say, gee, what a nice guy. Henry isn't that much of a slob. He's raising money for my friend's place. You see what I'm saying? In other words, talk radio is controversial enough. Why not do something for the communities? And they can say, well, they're rounding off the sharp edges a little bit. They're doing something nice for people. When I tried to explain that to whoever was involved in the promotion of our CD, they didn't get it. So we were left with one option, and that was selling it by way of our website. We couldn't even get an 800 number. Now, our promotion department's fantastic. They got us we did our radiothon, and they tried to get us out in places where we could sell it, you know, bars. Because the sales department, they didn't have one client that wanted Phil Henry anywhere near their business selling his CD if it didn't mean instantaneous millions and billions and trillions of dollars for their companies. And I have an appearance fee. I donate that appearance fee to my friend's place. When I go out and I meet people that, you know, I get paid a certain amount of money. During the my Friend's Place Phil Hendry CD promotion, I donated that appearance fee to my Friend's Place. So that was, I thought, a pretty good selling point. You could say to the business, Phil's going to come to the store. Yes, he gets an appearance fee, but that money will go to the my Friend's Place, and you guys will look like the good guys because you'll be donating money to charity. That didn't work either. So here we are in the third year in Los Angeles and now nationally, and I'm still selling it from a card table out in a vacant lot someplace. So I finally said, you know what, forget it. We're not going to do it anymore. I'm sorry. We'll try and think of something next year. And maybe I'm going to have to hire my own promotion department and my own marketing people to sell the CD. Because unless there is something in it for the sales force, for the radio station's coffers, they don't want to have anything to do with a charitable enterprise. That is an enterprise having to do with developing goodwill, public relations, public spirit, and community relations. If there's no money involved, why do it? So, I don't know what else to do. And on top of that now, I've got a website that's terrible, and I don't want to direct any more people to it. And so we're going to have to pull the link down and sell the CD some other way. Now, Mike Schaefer has volunteered the trunk of his car. I think that's great. Mike, thank you. You're going to have to get the watches out of there, though. The ones you stole from me 3 years ago and are now trying to resell to me. Sorry, Mike, you lifted that out of my briefcase 3 years ago. Oh, Jesus, I'm sorry. Okay. So get rid of the watches. We can sell it out of the trunk of your car down here in Sepulveda and Ventura tonight at, say, what do you think, 7:05? Well, you know what? I got places to go. How about... Hey, look, it's Mother's Day on Sunday. I know you're going to have some people over for a barbecue. I want you selling that CD. Hey, Mom, by the way, have you seen... It's Phil Hendry Show. You got three sales lists lined up already. Your mom, your wife, and my mom. And by the way, what are you doing calling my mom? Okay, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. One 800 449 8686. Yesterday we had with us Art Griego at a communication center in Los Alamos. We have with us today Jay Santos. He's with the California Citizens Auxiliary Police. They are in touch with the New Mexico. I think it's the New Mexico People's Range Patrol. And Jay, you are where in the South Bay?
At present, right now in South Bay here in Southern California, and we are looking at the Los Alamos fire position, and we are seeing Sector 4 and Sector 7 as they try to contain this thing.
The Los Alamos fire has gotten the attention of the country because of its, for a lot of reasons, one of which its proximity to the Los Alamos munitions, whatever the hell they call that thing, a munitions dump?
It's a munitions facility, Phil. It's a technical facility. We've had there since WW2. It's a big one. We dropped the A-bomb on the Japs, and... get the jab and get it over. But right now, what we're trying to do is make sure that our little neck of the woods here, Southern California, does not contribute to the problem. What we have in Southern California at any given time, Phil, are probably some 25 million motorists who are well-known around the world as rubberneckers or looky-loos. You've heard the traffic reports when you hear about looky-loos and rubberneckers.
People that slow down for accidents.
People that slow down for accidents, and we have, as I say, in the Los Angeles, San Diego area, at any given time, perhaps maybe some 15, 20 million motorists. We are not going to let them endanger the brave firefighters, Los Alamos, for us to fight this fire.
How are motorists in Southern California, Jay?
Well, Phil, what we're seeing here, we're monitoring Sector 4 through 7. What is going on is because people from California love to look at an accident, they love to look at disaster, they love to slow down for any fatality. There's a very real possibility that we're going to get a lot of people from Southern California driving out to Los Alamos to rubberneck this fire, and that's why we're at 4 and 7.
So in other words, have you seen traffic increase?
We have seen some traffic increasing from Southern California in the San Diego area, Los Angeles area as well. We are in Sector 4 and 7. We're doing flare drops at two-mile intervals. We have a checkpoint set up in Interstate 10 that connects to the 40, which does head in the direction east of Los Alamos. Our checkpoints are really going to be aggressive. Picnic foods, anything you can cook over a fire, any marshmallow hot dogs. I want to let people know right now I know what goes into a s'more. So, you know, I don't want anybody trying to play any games. I'm trying to save lives now, Phil. And
so, in other words, what you feel could hamper the firefighters in Los Alamos is the rubbernecker and the looky-loo driver from Southern California.
That is correct.
Why do you think people in Southern California slow down for accidents, maybe more so than other people, or in this case, go out of their way to go to a forest fire to rubberneck that?
Yeah, rubbernecking forest fires is not known anywhere else in the world, but in Southern California, people rubberneck a fire, you need the looky-loo on a fire. There are a lot of reasons. Their lives are so empty. I would say this to the people of the United States. I know that you're carried nationally, Phil, and I'm glad I can let the country know what we have really struggled with here in L.A. and San Diego for a long time. What you have are people whose lives are so empty that they want to feel better about themselves, so when they see some poor bastard get it worse than them, well, then they're out there, you know, looky-loo and the whole deal are so sick and twisted, you know, they plan a weekend around it. That's the sick and twisted part of these sons of bitches out there. And what's happening right now in L.A. is you hear people asking, well, what are you doing this weekend? A lot of people are saying, I'm driving to Los Alamos.
So you are getting that word?
I'm getting that word right now, yeah.
People say, what are you doing this weekend? We're driving to Los Alamos to rubberneck the fire?
Rubbernecking the fire. And watch the fire and everything else. So
we are with Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. It is a purely volunteer auxiliary police force. You're not official with the police force?
Well, we assist the police. I hate it when people say we're not official. We do have arrest powers in the Constitution, people's citizens arrest, and we're trying to save lives out here, Phil.
All right, well, the Citizens Auxiliary Police, along with the New Mexico People's Range Patrol, these are all voluntary police forces, are monitoring the Los Alamos fire, and one of the things that they're looking at right now is the propensity of people from Southern California to rubberneck fires as well as automobile accidents, right?
That's correct.
And you say you're monitoring the border between what, California and Arizona?
No, we're monitoring Interstate 10 right now. We're doing flare drops.
What does a flare drop do?
We drop flares on the freeway, and we narrow it down to one lane, and that will slow the traffic down that is going out of town. Hopefully, Phil, it's going to impede the traffic going in New Mexico. We are also doing some fairly aggressive checkpoints.
And now, what are you doing at the checkpoints?
Well, probably one of the things we're doing more than anything else is we look for red flags. We check out and see whether people are carrying things that can be cooked over an open fire. I see some guy with marshmallows. I see some guy with hot dogs. Weenie roast, yeah, it's a red flag, okay? That's something.
So if you see a hot dog or marshmallows and the guy's on his way to Los Alamos, you're telling me that this guy is going to cook the...
Well, all I'm saying, Phil, is that you're going to have a lot of people who are going to be rubbernecking the fire, trying to get a little s'more action going, trying to get a little weenie roast going, maybe on a on some guy's house or some poor dead son bitch out there who's been trying to fight the fire. We don't want to see that. We think it's cruel. We think it's rotten. And,
I understand the Citizens Auxiliary Police right now, and you're looking for California plates, right?
Looking for California plates at the border. It's going to be a flare drop, an inspection, and a turnaround. One of the other things we are going to do, Phil, is if we see we can't do some patrolling at some of the sporting goods stores, just take a peek inside somebody's bag. If they've got a Coleman lantern or something like that, for instance, say, what's that all about? I stopped a guy last hour. We were over at the Globetrotter Sporting Goods store out here in Torrance, and a guy came out of the store. He had a Coleman lantern. I said, what's that all about? He said, I'm going to Lake Cachuma for the weekend. I said, all right, that's Lake Cachuma's north on the 101, my friend. We see you going east on the 10. Certainly we can run your plates. So
if that guy heads east on the 10, you know he was lying to you.
He was lying to me. He's a liar. And if I just did on a personal note, Phil, there's one thing I don't like is people lying to me. Because Citizens Auxiliary Police trying to save lives. And some bitch out there trying to lie to me, I don't like that.
All right, Jay Sanis with the Citizens Auxiliary Police. They're trying to keep California drivers specifically from rubbernecking the forest fire. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Jay Santos from the Citizens Auxiliary Police. The Los Alamos fire in New Mexico has at least the California Citizens Auxiliary Police concerned. They're trying to keep Californians from going out there and rubbernecking the fire. And because Los Angeles and San Diego are known for people who slow down for fatality accidents, you have a real fear, and you also are seeing indications of that.
Oh, absolutely, Phil. We have seen the indications here the last 24 hours. And
tell me about stopping people coming out of sporting goods stores. You are stopping them and looking in their bags?
We are stopping people who are coming out of sporting goods stores or any area that's going to get recreational equipment to make sure that they are not purchasing things. They're going to go out to a forest fire and sit on a blanket and watch a whole mountain burn. And as far as we're concerned, that's not going to happen. That's not going to come from California. You're going to keep these guys from fighting a fire. You're going to have to another state.
And so you stopped the guy who had a Coleman lantern?
Yeah, right, Phil. About an hour ago, he had a guy with a Coleman lantern, and he had a tent and these things. Asked him if he was on his way to New Mexico. He assured me that he was not. He assured me he was going north to Lake Atchima, so we did at that time stop him.
1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Indio, hello. Indio, hello.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, well, you tell that boy he better stay off Interstate 10 between Indio and Blythe, because we're going to the river with hot dogs and everything else, and he better not interfere with us.
Well, what are you going to do? What do you think you're going to do?
What do you think I'm going to do?
Right.
I'm going to the river and have a good time.
Well, I know, but if you are on the way to the river, you got nothing to be worried about.
Yeah, what right have you got to pull traffic over and to go through anybody's things?
Well,
you're
what
not
we're trying
official,
to...
you're just another wannabe rent-a-cop.
Excuse me, sir, I was Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Citizens
we do have...
Auxiliary Police doesn't mean jack, buddy.
Well, listen, all I'm trying to say to you is you want to go to the river and have a weenie roast, that's your business. You got to Los Alamos, that's
right.
That's
you
my
stay
business.
Out of my business because I have the same freedom of anybody in this country, and you don't have the right to go through my stuff.
What
I
right?
don't care if I'm going to New Mexico. That's
Whoa.
None of your business.
All right, now
you
you're,
stay
now,
away from me.
Now you're getting into an area where I got to have to take
no,
a peek
you
around
don't
your
have,
car.
Jack, you don't have authority to do anything.
You, don't,
you think you do, and I have just as much authority to citizens arrest you and put you in binders and wait for the authorities to come and get you.
Wait
so
a
don't
second.
Start that crap.
You're going to go out to Los Alamos or you're going to the river? Where are you going?
It's none of your business.
You just told me you're going somewhere.
Yes,
the gentleman
I'm going,
said he's going to the
none of your business. I don't care where I'm going. You have no right to interfere with my transportation or my going or my affairs or what I'm taking with
All
me.
All I'm saying is keep your weenie roast this side of Arizona.
Oh, go get a life, man.
No, sir. You know, it's really interesting. I bet you rubberneck a lot of accidents, right?
Wait a minute. The man's making the point. He's going to the river.
No,
he's going to have
I don't rubberneck traffic accidents. I hate rubberneckers and all that stuff.
We got
I
no
hate
problem.
More people who interfere with and infringe on other people's liberties, and you're just another jackbooted thug wannabe. You're worse than the rubberneckers.
How am I worse than rubberneckers? Some guy going out there with spores. Well, you know,
boy,
so you think that's
you
really...
Don't understand
you know how many
freedom,
guys,
do you? Where are you from?
Sir,
Castroville or
no,
someplace?
Sir, I come from...
I'm getting out of here from people like you just as fast as I
All
can.
All I'm trying to say is that these firefighters out in New Mexico don't need guys like you going out rubbernecking it with your s'mores and all your weenie roast stuff.
Like me, neither do free people need you jackbooted wannabe cops out there messing with their freedom.
Look at all
And when you get shot, somebody's going to go to jail... because you were infringing on their freedom and their rights.
I'm not infringing on anybody's freedom. I just don't want you having a weenie roast while guys out there
That's
trying to
fight
fire.
That's none of your business.
Look, the man's making a very good point. It really is none of your... You don't have any legal right to detain...
Wait a minute, Phil. I've got a constitutional right to citizen's
oh,
arrest,
Oh, and a
right?
constitutional right I got to slap you upside the head, too.
A constitutional right, I got a blue armband which identifies me
oh,
as a member
whoopee,
of the citizens.
Oh, guys, I got a black armband from the guy that died ahead of me, too.
Don't make me turn on my green light and siren, sir.
Hey,
what we're
you turn
is...
on a green light on me, buddy, and you're going to have an earful and
you
a problem because I'm going to put you in restraints.
You put me in
wait
restraints.
For you, wait for the cops to come get you.
Well, that'd be a pretty good... You're going to put me in restraints? I put you in restraints.
Well,
wait a minute. What's
a
happening here?
Do.
Hold on for a minute, because now you got yourself a confrontation with a citizen. The guy's going to the river. He's got no problem.
Going east on 10, isn't that right? Is that right? You're going east on 10?
That's right.
Big you and I have got a problem.
Yeah, we got a problem. You got a problem if you
yep.
interfere with me
I think you
going
got the
out a public highway,
you have a
an interstate freeway, and you start messing with me, you got a real problem.
Let me ask you a question. How big's the Stars and Bars flag on your pickup? Yeah.
You are a real jackass.
No,
you know it?
No, sir.
You're making an assumption about the man.
You have no concept of liberty and freedom and rights of citizens, do you?
You're one of those militia guys.
No, I'm not a militia guy, but people like you sure drive people toward that.
Let me ask a question here, Jay. What authority did you stop the guy with it?
Some guy's coming out of a sporting goods store. I said, "What? Let me take a peek in the bag." He had a Coleman lantern. I said, "Well, what's that all about?" This guy's going to do what? Going to go out and do some camping out at Los Alamos? And
what
bug the firefighters?
Right does this man have to look in anybody's shopping
all
business?
I'm trying to save lives here.
Oh,
you guys, I'm criminy. Trying to save some
get
lives.
A life, man.
Right, you
if
gotta...
you want to save lives, God, go help kids. Throw away kids. Get out there and do something.
Throw away kids? Is that what you said?
Yes,
okay.
Throw away kids.
All right, thank you very much for your call. You understand you're going to have confrontations like this the longer you...
Phil, nobody's going to have a... I'm not having any confrontations. People are going to have a confrontation with me, okay? Because we don't want a lot of rubbernecking. People rubbernecking a forest fire with a s'more in one hand and and a bottle of Yoo-Hoo in the other. Boy, that really tightens my jaws. So,
what do you mean rubbernecking a forest fire with a s'more in one hand and a bottle of Yoo-Hoo in the other? The people are out there who are going out east on 10, like this guy from California, probably going to the river, not going all the way to New Mexico.
That's not the information I'm getting.
You're saying?
I'm saying they're going out there. That's the information I'm getting.
Sounds nuts to me. Where are you in the...
We're in the Citizens Auxiliary Police substation right now. I'm monitoring all police frequencies.
What do you have police radio there?
Bob James, and you know him. He got it from the Army-Navy surplus, so we're in his basement right now.
You're in a guy's basement?
That's right. That's where our substation is. Because I'm having my kitchen redone.
It's ordinarily in your kitchen?
At my house, yeah.
Here is Weston on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Phil.
Yes, sir.
How you doing? I'm calling you from Florida. You know, I'd like to see this guy come on down here when we're having some kind of natural disaster or something, try to keep people from going where they want to go other than the police or the fire department telling you you can't go there.
Yeah, you want to go rubberneck a forest fire, you got some forest fires in northern Florida.
You come up to me at this Ford Authority wanting to look at my bag, what I got in there. I open up a can of whoop-ass on you so fast.
Let me tell
you
something.
You don't know what your name is, Renacop.
You know what I can do is I can probably just put some twist ties in a guy like that, and it's over. Just throw the guy in the twist ties.
Irvine on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yeah, man. Look, you've got to come
these guys
to
wanna,
here, man.
Guys
you know,
want
I mean,
no,
to
have a confrontation
me,
with me,
for
okay?
A second. Yeah, but here's the thing. I mean, you're acting ludicrous, man.
I'm acting ludicrous. I'm trying to save lives to keep these guys from going out
having
a weenie roast
that.
Over
no,
a forest
listen,
fire.
Listen. I understand what you're saying. That's noble, but man, you don't do things. You don't just pull people over and just do. Stop them at will. You can't. I mean, if you try, you're going to get popped doing stuff like
well,
that.
Popped doing what? I mean, if I'm out there trying to keep a guy from getting a weenie roast.
Yeah, I understand, man, but you can't just indiscriminately pull people over. If you pull the wrong person over...
How are you pulling people over?
Phil, the way we pull people over is very simple. What we do is we put on a green light. It is a green rotating light from a rack on the top of the...
Yeah, but what gives you the right to do that?
I have a blue armband, which identifies me as Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Yeah, but so what, man? What the hell is that supposed to mean?
That means you know when you see the blue armband. Now, I've got the rack mounted on the top of my wife's blazer because my car's in the shop.
Yeah, but
you'll know. You'll know it's me.
But look, man, you're a regular person like me. You can't do things like that.
No, I'm saying when you see the blue armband.
Well, what the hell? Blue armband? Big goddamn deal. What the hell does that mean?
Sir, I don't need to hear that kind of language. All I'm trying to do is save lives. And,
I understand that, but you can't go about doing it like that. I mean, what if I just pulled over right now and started pulling people over? How much sense does that make?
I don't know. But are you wearing a blue armband? Do you have any kind of identification?
Well, what the hell does that have to do with it? You're missing my point. I couldn't just pull over and start pulling people over.
The guy who's going to pull people over, he needs a blue armband? Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying a man needs some identification. Are you a member of the New Mexico Range Patrol?
No. What the hell does that have to do with anything?
You're not listening
to me, man.
I'm listening.
You're
going to
get popped. Look, you pulled the wrong...
We want to save lives, okay?
Yeah, but if you pull the wrong person over, you're liable to get hurt.
How many forest fires have you rubbernecked? Be honest with me.
What?
How many forest fires you've been out rubbernecking?
I've not rubbernecked any forest fires, man. I don't spend my damn time sitting by the freeway stopping people trying to claim that you're saving lives, man. You're endangering lives by stopping traffic.
Well, what I'm trying to say, you care about safety, you won't be going out and having a s'more roast out at the Los Alamos fire. That's all I'm asking. Are you going to do that, yes or no?
No, I wouldn't do that, man.
Okay, this guy's not going to have a... He's not cooking s'mores in the Los Alamos fire.
All right, then you're not rubbernecking a forest fire.
But what the... You
know what I'm trying to say. I'm listening to what I'm saying, and I am not really worried about getting a solid because I have pepper spray.
Look, listening, man, you're out of control, okay? You can't do things like this, man. You've got to come to your senses, please.
How do I know that if I don't check a cooler for a beer of, you know, cooler of beer and hot dogs?
Yeah, but you pull someone over and start checking coolers, what if they got a gun, man? They'll just shoot you.
That's a good point. What if they have a gun?
Then I can zip tie them.
Zip tie them.
Come on. That is ridiculous.
All right. Sir, thank you for your call. You're going to have a lot of citizens out there, Jay, who are going to be upset with you as this continues. Jay Sanis with the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Our number, 1-800-449-8686. He is talking about setting up points, dropping flares, and doing spot checks of people's bags coming out of sporting goods stores to make sure that they're not going out to the Los Alamos fire to cook s'mores or weenies. He has also said that Californians, Southern Californians in particular, are the biggest rubberneckers in the world because their lives are so empty that they feel better about themselves when they see some poor bastard getting it worse than them. And that's why Southern Californians rubberneck not only fatality automobile accidents, but forest fires that threaten nuclear labs. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show. What you hear in the background is the communication center, quote unquote, of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Jay Sanis.
No, it's not quote unquote. This is a communication center here at one of the substations.
Yeah, but the substation is a friend's house, right?
It is one of our substations, though.
It's a friend's house because you couldn't use your house because your wife's having the kitchen remodeled or.
Phil, we are talking about saving lives. And
I understand that. I just wanted to give people an idea. You're not an official police agency.
That point has been, I think, driven home. What we are, though, yeah, the power of citizen's arrest. And when you see us coming down the street with our blue armband, go ahead and try and not feel like you're in the presence of some people who care and love their country very much.
Okay, Jay, here is Tampa on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello? Tampa, hello? Tampa gone? See us. Here's Whittier on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello?
Yeah, this is Dan. I just wanted to tell you that if anybody tries to pull me over and they don't have a gun, I'm going to kick your ass.
What makes you think you do that, Dan?
I've done it.
Got a high opinion. Got a high opinion yourself,
Dan. Maybe I won't kick your ass. Maybe you'll kick mine, but I'll go down trying. If you don't got a gun, I'll kick your ass.
Here, this man is saying that he is going to defend himself against what he perceives as a non-official intrusion into his life.
Look, Dan, all I'm saying is I don't want a confrontation.
Just a menace. That's all he is a menace.
I don't want a confrontation with you, Dan.
More problems than anything else.
Look, I talked with Lieutenant Alvarez with the New Mexico People's Range Patrol, and he told me to, as he is going to do, we're going to be very respectful of you. If we have to take a look inside your cooler or something, we will pat down. Are you married? Dan? Are you married?
Dan, are you there, man, or are you getting scared here? Dan got scared. The guy all of a sudden froze up, pal. 1-800-449-8686. Albany on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello? Albany, hello?
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi.
One of the things, Phil, I wanted to say is...
What would you do if there was if I was driving in my car with my children, sir, and you came up to my car with a blue armband on you, with no police car, no nothing, with your wife's car? I wouldn't know who you were.
No, I'm saying that we wear the blue armband to identify ourselves as Citizens Auxiliary Police. If we pat you down, I can assure you it's with respect.
Pat me down with my children in the car? Come on. Crazy.
No, ma'am, we have to in order to assure ourselves...
No, wait. Even if you're the citizens...
If anybody starts any problems, we can confiscate s'more-making material, the beers, the Yoo-Hoo, whatever. But I'm trying to say... Like,
I want to ask you something. Do you have female officers?
We do not, because our wives will not allow us to have females in the club. But we do have only males, but we are respectful.
What I'm
our...
saying, sir, is that if you came up to my car with my children in the car... That is wrong. You should not do that. And you're driving your wife's car. And what if they trace back the license plate to your wife and your family's in danger?
No, my family's not in danger, ma'am. I'm with Citizens Auxiliary Police. I wear a blue armband.
I understand you're trying to help people, but you're not doing it the right way. You should do it with the law enforcement. You're not in law enforcement, sir.
Well, what
You'd be scaring the daylights out of a single woman driving with her children. That is not fair.
Ma'am, I am not trying to scare you. I'm trying to protect you and save lives. I want to make sure that you're not going...
I don't think you're doing that. You're
in Albany.
You're scaring the crap out of people.
You're in Albany, New York, ma'am? Ma'am? Hello?
She hung up. 1-800-449-8686. What about that? What about...
She's in Albany, New York. She's going to start driving down to Los Alamos from Albany, New York? That scares me. Okay, right there. That's a Citizens Auxiliary Police blue alert. That's a blue armband alert. And we would definitely check into that because she's driving from Albany to Los Alamos to Rubberneck a forest fire. I think she's got more problems than she thinks.
Del Mar on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello? Del Mar, hello?
Yes.
Hi.
I think this is outrageous.
Well?
What if these people have family that they're going to visit?
Where? In Los Alamos?
Yes, in Los Alamos.
Now, why are they going out there in the middle of a fire? That's a good question.
Well, what if their houses are burned down?
They stay away from there until the firefighters get it under control, ma'am.
What's that?
They stay away from there until the firefighters get it under control.
No. If my family had their house burned down out there, I would go out there with my little weenies and my weenie roaster and cook.
You want to go to a forest fire to check into a, for instance, check it into a forest fire when your home has burned to the ground. That's the point that we're trying to make out there.
People have got property out there, though, okay, Jay? And they may want to see whether or not they still have a house, for crying out loud. And to tell you the truth, your blue armband doesn't say you're an official cop, all right?
My blue armband, along with my blazer that my wife... I'm using my wife's blazer with the... I've got the green light on top, okay?
Yeah, you got your wife's blazer, you mounted green lights on top, your blue armband, and you're using... What is a substation? Your friend's basement?
So what's your point?
My point is, man, you're not going to get anybody to pull over for you. You're not going to get anybody to pull over for you. You're not going to get anybody to submit to any search because they're probably going to want to shoot you. And if you get a scared woman like that housewife in Albany who happens to have a piece in the glove box...
Phil, I tell you right now, I think I can handle any woman who thinks she's tough enough to draw down on the blue armband. There's a song that we've got, and it's called Don't Draw Down on the Blue Armband. It goes something like this. Don't you dare draw down on that blue armband because... you ain't gonna kick my ass, woman or man. And basically what that says, Phil, is...
Don't draw down on the blue armband.
That's true. And by the way, have you got my music?
Oh, God, his music.
That's right, it's an agreement.
I don't think I've got time for it. I'll play it coming out.
That is a contractual agreement.
I'll play it after the news, okay?
Citizens Auxiliary Police theme?
Yes, the Citizens Auxiliary Police theme. I'll play it when we come back. After the break. Thank you, Jay. Good luck keeping the people from cooking s'mores out in Los Alamos.
Yeah, all you people in California, you keep your ass and your powder wired tight and dry.
Phil Hendry Show.